So good to be here tonight, isn't it? Brother Brock said, so good to be anywhere at his age. So, I miss Brother Brock coming in on Sundays. He'd always say that every Sunday when he would come in. But you can remain seated tonight. I don't have any idea which way I'm going to go with this. I've been studying two messages, one for the funeral tomorrow and one for this one. I don't know. I might get them mixed up. No, I'm just kidding. I thought the musician would stay up here. I was thinking about singing, but just kidding. I was thinking about it. That's all, okay? Just thinking. But God's been good to us. And a few weeks ago, I preached a message down to Kenneth's church. I was going to preach that. But the Lord woke me up Sunday morning, early Sunday morning. He kept talking to me and kept talking to me and kept talking to me. I said, I get it, Lord. I get it. But you got to help me get it. I'd like to preach tonight or speak tonight. Again, you can remain seated because I have no idea how I'm going to go with this. But this is what I really felt the Lord laid on my heart. And I'll do my best to preach. And if the preacher don't come, I'll just speak it. Is that okay? Praise the Lord. And I want to say I'm thankful for the way the Spirit's been moving around here. I don't know how anybody else feels, but I feel if not, the revival spirit's this close to us. And I feel like I got it in my heart already. And that's what it's going to take for each and every one of us to get it in our hearts. Amen. I'd like to preach tonight on God's voice. On God's voice. Again, that's the title of my message. And number one, it's a powerful voice. It's a powerful voice. Oh, I better put my glasses on. I can see a little bit better. It's a powerful voice. My sheep hear my voice, not a voice which denotes uncertainty, neither our voice regarding consensus. It's singular, it's direct, and it's authoritative. It's the same voice that stills the waves, silences the demons, raises the dead, and forgives sins. Number two. It's a personal voice. Number three, it's a pleasant voice that they might have life abundantly. The shepherd's voice has a certain cadence to it, a harmony that is melodic to the sheep. His voice soothes with promise of abundant eternal life. It quiets the fears of being found alone or lost. It even has the ability to make for peace when other sheep are added to the fold. Regardless if the sheep find themselves lying in green pastures or trembling in the valley of death, it's the shepherd's voice that reassures. Number one. You got to know the voice of God. Let me back up here a minute. You got to know the voice of God. How can we know the voice of God? Well, you're just going to have to pray. Let's go to John chapter 10. Again, you can remain seated. And when he put it forth his hand, or when he put forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the strangers. If you don't know the voice of God, who do you know the voice of? It's either the voice of God or the voice of Satan. Which one are you listening for? Been a few people the Lord called home this week. Tomorrow will be the third funeral within a week we've been to. And I thought, have they listened to the voice of God? It makes it easy, Brother Aaron, to preach a funeral when you know that the people know the voice of God. I'm just saying, it is appointed a man wants to die and after this to judgment. And that my funeral sermon coming in. But why if we don't know the voice of God? It's not a loud voice. But it's a voice that will get your attention. Have you always obeyed the voice of God, Brother Cruz? No, I haven't always obeyed the voice of God. But I learned, Brother Heath, to fear God. And I learned, especially since I became a pastor, Lord, if you tell me to do it, I need to do it. What? Is that you, God? Yeah, this is me. This is me. Let's go on. Okay, we need to know the voice of God. Number two, very important. We need to hear the voice of God. I think sometimes if we ain't careful, we get too wrapped up doing something else that we can't hear the voice of God. You know, there was a time when Mary was talking to me and I heard her voice, but I just couldn't make anything out of it. That's why I had to get hearing aids, but I'm just saying, sometimes they can talk so fast and we don't listen fast enough. And tonight I hope I don't talk too fast that you can't listen fast enough. But I know this, we need to know the voice of God, especially in the day and time which we are living in. I wonder how many times have people heard the voice of God and walked out of listening to the voice of God. I remember one time I was preaching, and there's this young man. I preached a message. I don't even remember what the message was, but he came to our church, and he cried, and he cried, and he cried. Today he's in prison. Did not heed the voice of God. Hear the voice of God. In Genesis 3 and 8, we all know that about Adam and Eve in the garden. Genesis 3 and 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden of the in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. They heard the voice of God, and they hid themselves. It makes no sense to me why they hid themselves. They already know God knows everything. So we that are not listening to the voice, we that are not hearing the voice of God, and we're fooling ourselves if we think we can get by for doing something that is against the voice of God. We hear Acts 9 and 4. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying to him, this is Jesus talking, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou? And this is what he said, Lord. So he heard the voice of God, did he not? He knew it was God speaking, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Hear. Number three, listen. Listen to the voice of God. Back in Exodus again. Three. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of the Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and he came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. The angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. I can imagine Moses listening to the voice. But brother, and I can imagine being more occupied by the bush that was on fire and not really paying any attention to the voice of God. That's how we are sometimes. We'll hear the voice of God, and we'll see the voice, or we'll see the Lord moving on something. We'll be so amazed at what's going on, we fail to listen to the voice of God. We fail to listen to the voice of God. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see the great sight why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to God, or turned to see, God called on him out of the midst of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses," he said, "Here am I." Then Moses, he said, "Draw nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground." Moreover, he said, "I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face. He was afraid to look upon God. But I like what God told Moses. He said, "And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows." God is trying to get his people ready. God is trying to tell his people that he's praying for them. How many times have we sit back and we listen to the voice of God, but we fail to take heed to the voice of God? And I ain't going to be long. As a matter of fact, I might be getting ready to close here in a minute. But listen, I left one for question marks. And I just wanted to, I'll give you a hint. I just wanted to see how your response would be. So anybody have any idea what the last one is? No, hear, listen, and? What is it? That's part of it, but the word I'm looking for is respond. Responsive, respond. That was the clue. Y'all didn't get it. Who got it? Oh, okay, I didn't hear it. Respond. Now, here's what I want you to get. I preached this message down to Kenneth, and I put it in a different form. Remember when Mary and Martha went to Jesus and said, "Jesus, we need you to come. Lazarus is dying." And Jesus said, "All right, I'll be there in 2 days." Lazarus died. But Jesus went there and said, he ain't dead. He's just asleep. Now, I don't know how that would work in today's time, because today's time, they take all the blood out of you and put some junk in you. I don't know what they put in you. But I'm saying, back then, they didn't do no embalming, and Jesus just spoke the word. Lazarus heard his name called. Lazarus did what? He responded and came forth. But that wasn't, Jesus had to speak something else. What he had to speak? Loose him and let him go. I preach this message down to Kenneth, and I preach it a different thing, like loose him for not just being bound with grave clothes, but sin clothes. Being bound with financial problems. Being bound with just staying out of the house of God. Some lady come to me Sunday night in tears. We were still down there, and she says, "Brother Rick," I didn't have no clue. I mean, this was just a last minute thing. Kenneth told me on the way, we almost was to his house when he called me, or told me, didn't he? He said, "Oh, you're preaching tomorrow night, Dad." I said, "What?" He said, "Didn't I tell you?" I said, "No, you didn't tell me, but I'll do it. I'll do it." But that's what I'm trying to get across to us tonight. The devil is playing tricks. Listen, young people, that girl that you may be after, and she don't want to go to the house of God, hey, loose her and let her go. Young man, how did I say it? Did I mess that up? I did the man first. All right, young lady, that man that you were trying to get and don't want to go to the house of God, loose him. Huh? I mean, them bills that got, oh, Lord, here we go. Them bills that God has bound. Hey, you're going to have to loose them. I mean, God's going to make a way some way. Loose them. And that's, you know what, there's times that I feel like I wanted to pray for people, Brother Aaron, and I want to just pour the whole bottle on them, and I want to just say, "Bless them, Lord." But I thought if we could just say, "Loose him and let him," that old finger you got that got that blue thing on it, "Loose her, Lord, and let it go. Loose her, devil, and let it go." What we need is some men and women that will listen to the voice of God and obey the voice of God. There's been times I sit in this church and the Lord moved me. Hey, go pray for so-and-so. And you know, I didn't want to get ahead of the pastor. So I waited and waited and waited and waited. Finally, I'd go up to Brother Hurts, say, Brother Hurts, I feel like we need to pray for these people. Why? Because I was afraid more of God than I was of you. Lucy, you let him go. Young people, middle age, elders, what is it that you need to be loose from God? Why do we not listen to the voice of God? Why can we not discern the voice of God? We maybe is not reading the word like we ought to read. We maybe not be able to go to church like we ought to go to church. Maybe we're not testifying like we ought to testify. Bible says you're being made overcomers by your testimony. What about the woman at the well? I said, hey, come see a man that can tell you all things. Somebody was listening to the voice of God. What about the centurions? Lord, just speak the word. Just speak the word. Just let them hear your voice and they'll be okay. We got to get to the point where we know the voice of God. Man, this sounds loud. We got to get to the point where we hear the voice of God. Where we respond to the voice of God. I think a lot of times we go to the house of God just to see what's going on when we ought to be in the center of what's going on and listen to the voice of God and hear the voice of God and obey the voice of God and trust the voice of God. Trust. Trust. Don't be, what's the word I'm looking for? So wrapped up in something that you can't hear the voice of God. I remember when I was really wrapped up in TV and Mary would try to talk to me and she'd almost have to sit right in front of my face to get me to listen. I don't want to be like that with God. Lord, you just speak the word and help me to be obedient. Help me to know your will and be in the center of it. Help me to preach what you tell me to preach. Help me to sing what you tell me to sing. Help me to testify what you tell me to testify. So if you don't remember nothing else, remember you got to know, you got to hear, you got to listen, and last but not least, what do you have to do? Respond to the voice of God. All those others, I mean, they're good, but if we don't respond, they're not going to do anything. What's God telling you to do? What's God asking you to do? Speak the word, Lord. Who was it? Was it Samuel, I think, or Eli? Eli said, no, I didn't talk to you. I wasn't me talking. It was Eli, wasn't it? Samuel went to Eli, or is it vice versa? Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Said three times. Now then on the third time, just say, here am I, I'm listening. Finally, he realized somebody else was calling him besides some mortal person. It was a voice of God calling, and he had to take heed. Amen. What about you tonight? Do you know the voice of God? Are you listening for the voice of God? Do you hear the voice of God? And are you going to respond to the voice of God? Babe, come to the piano. I'm done. You don't get nothing else, get it. Remember, it's a powerful voice. But I like this one, it's a personal voice. Sister Rebecca, someone, I get to sit down and talk to the Lord and listen to his voice. Sometimes we don't want to hear the voice. I mean, in the middle of the night, early Sunday morning, okay, God, I got it. But after, you know what? Sometimes when he's talking to you, it's a whole lot better than you trying to talk about it. That's how I feel. When he was talking to me Sunday morning, I felt like I could preach that, God. One thing to talk it, it's another thing to live it, another thing to walk it. What are we doing? Personal voice. I like that one. It's a pleasant voice. Know, hear, listen, and respond. Let's all stand. Let's bow our heads. Lord, our dear Heavenly Father, as we come before your throne just as humbly as we know how, Lord, I wish I could have got this message across like I felt it laying there in the bed Sunday morning, but I got an idea that somebody's listening, Lord. Somebody's trying to learn your voice. Somebody's trying to know your voice. Someone's calling out tonight, Lord. They want to hear your voice. Make it personal tonight with them. Take this message, Lord, and let it open the ears. That one that may be listening by Wi-Fi, Lord, help it to open their ears. Let them hear the voice of God talking to them in the wee hours of the night. That one that's laying in the hospital bed and so discouraged, let them hear your voice of comfort. Lord, we ask you to anoint these ears tonight. Lord, as we've done our best to preach your message, we ask you to help them to take it with them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. All right, church, let's come. Find us a place to pray, and let's listen for the voice of God.
Come to me.